course, if one is going to use an offset, it must stand far away enough from the source of multipath or the attenuated signal to be unaffected. However, the longer the distance from the originally desired position, the more important is the accuracy of the bearing and distance between the position and the offset. Recording the tie between the two correctly is crucial to avoid misunderstanding after the work is complete. Some receivers allow input of the information directly into the observation recorded at the receiver or data logger. However, during a control survey, it's best to also record the information in a field book. Offsets in GPS control surveying are an instance where conventional surveying equipment and expertise are necessary. Clearly, the establishment of the tie requires a position for the occupation of the instrument and a position for the establishment of its orientation, an azimuth point, that is. It's best to establish three intervisible rather than two points, one to occupy and two azimuth marks. This approach makes it possible to add a redundant check to the tie. The positions on these two or three points may be established by setting monuments and performing static occupations on them all. But, of course, it's important to have the angle and the distance from the static GPS point to the obstructed point, as indicated in the diagram. This all is designed to move an obstructed position away from the source of the difficulty to a place where the sky is visible.